This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Measles deaths dropped by 88% around the world since the year 2000 as a result of vaccination efforts. That's according to a new report from the World Health Organization. NPR's Maria Godoy has more.
The report says nearly 59 million lives have been saved by the measles vaccine since 2000. That's more than any other childhood vaccine of the past 50 years. Even so, an estimated 95,000 people, mostly children under age 5, died from measles last year. While that death toll is among the lowest in recent decades, WHO officials say it's still unacceptably high for a vaccine-preventable disease. Dr. Kate O'Brien of the WHO said measles cases serve as an alarm for public health officials.
Unfortunately, for much of the world, the alarms are ringing. Measles cases are surging, outbreaks are increasing, and too many children remain unprotected.
She says the report underscores the urgent need to vaccinate children around the world against measles. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
In Indonesia, rescue crews are dealing with damaged bridges and roads, along with a lack of heavy equipment, as they try to search for victims from a cyclone that caused flooding and landslides. At least 174 people have died. Dozens are listed as missing after rivers burst their banks in northern Sumatra province this week from monsoon rains, tearing through villages and submerging thousands of homes and buildings. Also in Sumatra and Aceh. Forecasters say rain from the tropical cyclone is expected to last for several days. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is NPR.
Typically what I've done recently is I put on an episode of Milk Street Radio and I just stir and stir and stir.
Hi, I'm Christopher Kimball. On my show, Milk Street Radio, we want to be your companion in the kitchen. Join us each week for fascinating food stories, answers to all of your culinary mysteries, and recipes that will change the way you cook.
Milk Street Radio, Sundays at 1 p.m. on News 88.7.
Every week on The Pulse, we hear stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. Sometimes physicians make confessions.
We were dead wrong.
Nurses tell us what they dream about.
Beep, beep. Yes, you dream about it.
We explore how science is done.
When we're looking for the needle in the haystack, we want to look in the right haystack.
And we have frank discussions about ideas.
It's a joke.
The Pulse, Sundays at 2 p.m. on News 88.7.
Travel can open your mind and heart to new experiences, new people, and new ideas. Hey, I'm Rick Steves. Join me for an hour each week as we explore fun, affordable, and culturally expansive